But we begin with the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, which has named the 7-member citizen committee tasked with evaluating candidates to replace Bill Montgomery as county attorney. Applications for the interim job are due on the 19th, and the committee will make its recommendations to the board on October 1st. The supervisors, though, ultimately get the final choice, whatever the committee says. Carmen Heredia, chief of Arizona operations at community health organization Valle del Sol, is among those who will consider Montgomery's potential successors, and she's here in studio with us now. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Lynn.
So I want to start with the beginning here. How did you find yourself on this committee?
It's happening very fast. I received a call from Board Supervisor Steve Gallardo asking me if I could serve on this committee.
And what are you looking for in candidates as you sort of consider these applications that are starting to come in?
We're looking definitely for people with experience. There's a long list of applicants and people interested, and so I'm going to be looking for someone with a lot of experience and case history and fairness. I am glad that the committee is a diverse group of individuals that will hopefully be looking for the same thing. Someone that's interested in criminal justice reform and expanding diversion programs would be really great.
Carmen, this is a really important position, a very influential position. I wonder if that comes into play for you. Would you prefer to have someone, even though it is going to be a politically elected position, is it someone you'd like to have, at least for the short term, make it as non-political as possible?
Hopefully, Steve. That would be great. Someone that would take a very fair approach that would not make it political. If they choose to run, that's okay. We're open to that, I believe. We're just looking for someone that's going to have a very fair approach.
Obviously, though, this is a political process. This is a political position. Are there any sort of red flags that you're watching out for, things that you would really like to avoid, especially in an interim kind of capacity?
Well, at my organization, we serve a lot of individuals that are justice involved, juveniles and adults. We serve both victims of and offenders. And so I see the effect of trauma on that community. And so to me, someone that would have a fair hand and a good, fair approach to the community would be what we're looking for.
And are you hoping for a real team approach to it, I suppose, even though because so many of you are in a situation of not being able to, having not met before necessarily, and they're meeting in this, and as you said, it's a really short ramp up. So can there be chemistry among the members and actually discuss things? Are you expecting that from when you meet?
I hope so. I understand that Judge Chris Skelly is going to be our chair. We haven't met yet. It's all happening very fast. It's a really good, diverse group, and it's a tight turnaround. It's about 2 weeks, and we have to submit several names to the board, and the board will decide who they pick. So the more we can work together and jive, the better.
So looking at this as an interim position, obviously, are you hoping for someone who can be non-political just to serve in an interim capacity, or do you want somebody who is interested in running for the position and will be there potentially in a longer-term capacity?
It kind of depends on who gets picked. I really just really look for the interim position to be a fair, well-experienced person with a good approach.
So when it comes down to this, ultimately, there was a line that we all saw in the news release that the supervisors don't have to choose who the committee likes. Does that affect at all how you go about it? Does it make you feel freer to some extent? Does it make you feel like, well, there are different standards in terms of choosing? I guess, does it impact your thinking at all?
Great question. I think we're going to focus on reviewing who we have in front of us and hoping that among that review, that really informs the Board of Supervisors.
All right. That is Carmen Heredia, Chief of Arizona Operations at Community Health Organization Valle del Sol, and one of the people named to the 7-member citizen committee that will evaluate candidates to replace Bill Montgomery. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.